I'm Brian Moline. Fans of the Champaign-Urbana music scene may know John Eisberg from his work with the band Tiger Beat, among others. Now Eisberg is turning his love for local music into a documentary called Where It Begins, which will focus on music from 1977 through 2000. Eisberg stopped by our studios to discuss his documentary and how the idea came about.
I was in bands, and we'd always talked about this for a long time. Someone needs to do a documentary about the scene. It's really cool. And then my friend Seth Fine, he does Pygmalion Music Festival. He asked me to film a little bit of a behind-the-scenes documentary on the festival. And then as I was doing it, I just felt like I was on to something much bigger. And we talked about that as well, and it just kind of started to balloon from there. And just meeting a lot of different people, I was like, wow, this is just, it was just so rich, such a rich history. And I'd always heard of, Champaign, so like REO Speedwagon and then Hum, and then my friends were in Braid, so, but discovering even more, I was like, there's this huge, vast wealth of history there, so.
And how did you kind of narrow it down to this 23-year period here, this 1977 to 2000?
Yeah. I just thought of 77 as, it's this very kind of, important year, I feel, in, punk and the beginnings of independent, like what would later become like alternative music. You look at the New York scene with, like the Ramones and Blondie and Television and all these bands coming out. And it was, like up until that point, there was like a lot of like huge stadium kind of bands and the prog rock stuff. And it was at kind of that moment when all of these bands kind of, you didn't have to be a good player, like the Ramones. You just write really fast, 2-minute songs. and there's something about that. And leading into, like later on with REM or the Replacements, and then into, Nirvana, these sea changes that would happen, but always kind of around this simple idea of just a really good band. And then, the end of that with 2000, kind of how, file sharing and all that kind of changed, because I think like 2000, like file sharing kind of debuted around like 97. Mm-hmm. The whole industry started to change. And then by like 2003, I think Record Service in town was closing its doors. So just a huge cultural shift after that, that I think has not always got back on its feet in a way. So.
And how about the filming part of this? How did you become familiar with video and filming, and how did that become part of your life?
Sure. I went to SIU back in 95 for a semester and went to film school there, but dropped out. But it was always on my mind. I mean, when I was in junior high, me and my friends used to make a lot of, silly ninja movies. We'd stay up all night, run around the neighborhood with a video camera. And then in 2014, a film came to town called Food, and now it's called Consumed, but they were looking for interns. And I said, I would love to do that. So I interned as a grip, and that experience was another one that just completely changed my life. I was like, I love this. I could do this all day. And it, the experience was just so crazy, so much fun, and just so valuable. It was like going to film school for like 20 days. And grips, they do a lot with lighting. And so I felt like I had a really strong sense of, visual and how light affects images. And then I just bought a camera and went out and just said I was a documentary filmmaker and just followed people, and it kind of just developed from there. I started doing music videos, and it just kind of blossomed from there. So
it sounds like this has been, going on here for a while, this project. How many musicians and other people involved in music would you say you've interviewed to this point?
Wow. Maybe around 40 or 50 or so. There's a lot. The central story is the story of the Champaign-Urbana music scene in that time. I feel like that personalizes it. And then I also talked to some pretty big names within music, So to me, when I say like, when I started to change its scope, I was thinking about how do these bands all connect to each other? But just talking to people like that, or Kim Deal from the Pixies, or Mike Watt from the Minutemen, or Ian MacKay from Fugazi, or Peter Katsas, who was this legendary rock manager. I mean, managed Ministry, Jane's Addiction, Backstreet Boys, and then a band from town called Last Gentleman. And when you look at the big picture, or like Adrian Belew, there's such a wealth of history and stories there and connections. And I feel like, to me, like what makes all these people valuable to the film is the experiences that they've had. And so I think for some kid coming up, you know, learning guitar for the first time, you know, hearing, you know, Adrian Blue had a bad gig or something, you know, that's something like, all right, well, if he can do it, I could do it too. Yeah.
You're headed down to South by Southwest, mm-hmm. a huge festival down in Texas. Who will you be filming, interviewing? What are you looking to do while you're down there?
I wanted to get a little bit more context of where music is now, where music is going. So I'm going down with my friend's band. Chris, who I played in the Firebird band with, he's got a new band called Sunset. I did a music video for them, and we're going to be going down in the van. I thought that'd be kind of fun to not just be a documentary with talking heads and archival, but also kind of like a living, breathing document of what it means to be in a band, what it means to tour, play a bad show. I hope we don't have a bad show on the way down, but you never know. And then also interview people at South by Southwest, because I feel like a lot of people think of South by Southwest, they think, wow, that's like the forefront of like independent music, or there's also that question of, has it become too corporate or whatever? So I think it'd be interesting, especially with, you know, even that recent thing with the contract, you know, what is going on? Where is the future at, you know?
What kind of a timeline are you looking at on, you know, maybe wrapping up your filming and starting to, you know, put it together and all that kind of stuff?
Sure. I've got a few more key interviews left with the Champagne Scene to tie everything together, and then I'll be diving into editing for most of the rest of the year, and then hope to have a rough cut possibly to send to festivals for next year at the earliest. So I think it's a really special film. You know, it's a special story, so I want to make sure that the final product is something that will approach what these people did.
That's John Eisberg, who's working on a documentary about the Champaign-Urbana music scene called Where It Begins, and this song, Rantoul, is from his band Tiger Beat. Eisberg is raising money for the production of his documentary. You can find details on Facebook by searching Where It Begins. There's also a link at our website, willnews.org. You can also hear how Eisberg was able to get Smashing Pumpkins guitarist Jeff Schroeder to contribute music for this project as well.